بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we had discussed توحيد مطلب and how important it is. In order for one to benefit and for one's progress, then this element is inevitable. You have to have it. To the degree you have that tawheed matlab, you will find your progress. As tawheed matlab is important, equally is important i'tiqad, that is the subject that was discussed today. I'tiqad would translate as faith, confidence. In proportion to that type of confidence and faith you have in your elder, you will derive the type of benefit. As I explained earlier, this relationship is no ordinary relationship. A relationship with a person, generally it is for certain worldly and material gains. And generally, if that material gain is no more, then the friendship also is no more. So the friendship is only subject to that material gain. As long as you have that expectation of some material gain, material benefit, then you will show that type of respect and regard, and as soon as that material gain is over, then the respect and regard is no longer. Generally, this is what happens in the world. You can see the benefit from the person, you will show him respect. And you can't see the benefit, there's no gain, then you separate ways. Now this relationship and this taluk is based on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the books of hadith, there is a very popular and famous hadith that appears, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. That when you have a liking, then you have the liking only for Allah Ta'ala. There's no other motive in it. It's just for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. There's no motive at all. Now this type of love is not an easy thing. We may just talk about it, but to obtain this love is a little bit of a difficult thing. Because generally when we love something, then we love it for some type of a worldly gain. The Shaykh Alhamdulillah relates one incident of a king who heard about some person who had perfected alchemy, a process of changing metal into gold. In the ancient days, perhaps someone had it, either he could do it as a science, or either it was a karamat, a type of a miracle that was offered to him by Allah Ta'ala. So one person had this gift from metal, metal is being changed into gold. So the king heard about it and he became very enthusiastic, very excited about it. So he is the king, he is the sole authority in the kingdom, so he commands his men, go and bring that person to me. So he is brought, and the king says, I hear you know alchemy, so teach it to me. So he says to the king, that you see, I am an ordinary peasant. My livelihood is to fill water in the homes of people. Sukka is a person who has a leather bag and he carries water and delivers it to the homes of people. In the old days, there wasn't the municipal water that we enjoy today, that luxury that we enjoy, they didn't have that day. So you see the type of work I am doing. Had I had learned this type of an art and science, then you think I would have done this type of work, carrying water on my back and then providing it to the homes of people here. I wouldn't have done that. I would have lived it up. I would have a mansion, palace. I would have farms and orchards and all that I would have had. The king tried to force it out from him, but he was a little bit sharp for the king, and he got away. He reprimanded the advisor that you're misinforming him. So then the advisor explained to the king that these people, they don't part away with the signs of this, even though it's a death-threatening situation. They won't part away. You have to go and cry to them, beg and plead to them, then only will they part this to you. You have to win their confidence, their love, their affection, to cry. Allah Ta'ala grant us that sifat. To cry, to plead, to beg from Allah Ta'ala. See, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah says, Har kuja pastiyast ab aja rawad. Har ja marzat shifa aja rawad. He says, wherever there is an incline, the water flows in that direction. Right? And where there is a sickness, then the cure goes in that direction. Right? Harja mushkilas jawab aja rawad. If there is a problem, there is a complication, then there is an answer to it. Answer comes to that place where there is a complication and a difficulty. So, when this eagerness is shown, and one is eager, enthusiastic, he's showing that he is eager about it, he's crying, he's pleading, then definitely he will get some favorable response. The other day, just before Ramzan, the boy was a little bit drunk, you see. So we asked him to go a little bit far from the house. So drunken people, generally they like something that is sour. So he asked, give me some juice at least. So you go out, I'll give it to you, but God. And he says, I'm telling you, please. And then he says, that please is a very great word. When someone uses this word here, you can't refuse. I gave him the juice, but what I'm saying, that in the state he was supposed to be thrown. Right? But he asked for this word, please. Now, an ordinary human being, his heart is affected if someone says, please, do this favor for me. Now, if we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry and beg His favors, won't Allah ta'ala listen to us favorably? Our sins, our past sins, our current sins, our past, our future, our children, our wives. Then we ask and we beg in this manner, then doesn't Allah Ta'ala's, don't we meet Allah Ta'ala's responses favorably? So this rona Allah Ta'ala may be nasib for mine, crying, this talab, this crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala loves it, it's too dear to Allah Ta'ala. A man's heart is melted, so won't Allah Ta'ala listen to you favorably? He'll definitely listen to you favorably. But as I explained in the morning, that don't seek for a position. This seeking out for a position, I must be recognized, identified, I must become like this. Don't seek for that. See? Ask for ease, ask for forgiveness, ask for the love of Allah Ta'ala, ask for the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, but a certain position, I need to be like this, and I need to have this type of recognition. People must identify with me in this manner. Don't ask for these things. There is already a position. Right. And the whole theme of this world is servitude, ubudiyat, right, bandagi. That is the very theme. You're asking for a position that goes against slavery. You're talking of servitude is a different thing. And you're talking of position and recognition is a different thing. A slave doesn't say, no, recognize me, give me some recognition, and give me some position and power. There's no power struggle by him. The king had summoned this great awliya-i-kiram, Shibli and Abdul Karim Nuri, and this Abul Hasan Nuri, etc., etc. And he was contemplating in chopping off their legs, beheading them. So as he brought them and he commanded the chopper to now chop off the necks, so one is rushing before the other, that chop my head first. All awliya kiram, no, one is rushing before the other, that chop off my neck. Okay. So the king says, what is this now? The person came and complained to us that these people are out of Islam. If people like this, with such a high caliber of character, that want to offer their lives in preference to the lives of their brothers, if they are Muslims, then will there be any Muslims on the surface of the earth? The iman is of such a high level and caliber that they want to offer their lives before the lives of their brothers. So the king asked, why is this? He said, no, I thought at least my brother can enjoy that few moments more than myself. Let me be chopped first. Let me be headed first. So he can, my brother can enjoy that few moments more. So these people are a different stock, a different kettle of fish completely. They're not like the ordinary. They look to be ordinary like amongst us. But their minds and their hearts are in a different, total different horizon. So we're talking about this sukkah, this person who was passing on that water, right? And I branched off and I said that Allah Ta'ala, maybe talab naseeb kare, Allah Ta'ala grant us that heart where we beg Allah Ta'ala, we cry and we seek from Him. Mawla Rum says, how beautiful, he says, wherever there is, wherever there is an incline, you will find the water running in that direction. When the orchard is dry, the clouds begin to cry. Don't that happen? Doesn't that happen? So wherever there is a cry, then you will find some favorable responses coming. The child comes out and it cries and it opens the breast of the mothers. So this cry is something very great. You're begging to Allah Ta'ala, please make it happen, allow it to happen. Give it to me, Allah Ta'ala, your forgiveness, and I need your afiyat, in both the worlds, Allah Ta'ala. Adhmua, Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi, should make one jami'a dua. Jami means comprehensive dua. Allah Ta'ala, grant me the sweetness of both the worlds. And if you want, you can add, Allah Ta'ala, protect me from the embarrassment of the both worlds, disgrace of the both worlds. Grant me the sweetness of both the worlds, and save me and protect me against the embarrassment and the disgrace of both worlds. Right? You've got everything. If you've got the sweetness of both, and you've been saved against the disgrace of both, then what else do you need? Really, what we need to ask is the sweetness, not any position and not any particular type of wealth. No, sweetness. You don't have that wealth, but Allah has given you that deep down satisfaction. Your heart is very satisfied, absolutely satisfied. You find fulfillment, you've got everything. But you got everything, but that heart doesn't have that type of fulfillment, then you feel, no, I've got everything, but my heart doesn't feel fulfilled yet. I don't feel the type of satisfaction in my mind. I don't feel that fulfillment. The heart also has got a certain crave, got a certain thing. And that crave is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got that, you've got everything. You've got a satisfaction, you've got happiness, you've got fulfillment. And you don't have that, but you have everything else, and your heart still feels a void. There's something, there's a vacuum still. I can't seem to understand what is the vacuum, why I'm feeling like this. Every person has that. Right? One woman professor, as she was giving, when she was retiring, you know, so her students made a farewell party for her. They laid it out for her very well, gave her presents and all that. So So they asked her to give some parting advice. Now, you know, she was a professor, very successful. A lot of professors were produced through her. So she was very successful. So they asked her, what about some parting advice? So she says that the Almighty Allah Ta'ala has given me a lot of success. Whatever I did, I was crowned with a lot of success. But I've got such a sorrow and such a grief in my heart, I don't think that even if I'm made to lie in the grave, that sorrow and that grief will leave me. And the grief that I've got and the sorrow that I've got is because of my career, then I didn't want to have children. And then I passed the age of motherhood and I couldn't have any children. Now my only regret is that I couldn't become a mother. I couldn't become a mother, so this is the regret of my life. And I feel at this point in time, at the position I am, with all the respect, all the recognition and what have you, all the wealth, what have you, if I didn't have all these things here, but I could have proven myself to be a mother, see, then I'm prepared to make that sacrifice. I'm prepared to make that bargain and that offer to any person who can take everything away from me and allow me to be a mother. See. So that's a certain feeling you have, a certain crave, and that crave is natural. Right? So the greatest crave that is in our minds, in our hearts, is the crave to be with our Creator. After all, He has made us, He has brought us, He has favored us, He made us from nothing. We went around and He brought us around. So there isn't a favor that He hasn't bestowed. There isn't a bounty that He hasn't blessed. Right? There isn't a thing that He did not give us. He has given everything. So definitely there must be a crave in the heart that who is this Creator of mine? Who is He? Where is He? Can I meet Him? Can I see Him? Who is the very salt of life, who's the very taste of life. Now, where is He? So it's a heart's crave. It's a heart's desire that I need to meet Him. Right? So this satisfaction will only come by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can't come anywhere else. You try for anything else and you want this satisfaction, it can't come. So if you got Him, you got everything. If you got Allah Ta'ala, you got everything. The king suddenly became very, very, very overjoyed, you know, and he made a big, big announcement that any person lays his hand on any treasure and the treasure belongs to him. Someone placed his hand on the rubies, someone on the diamond, someone on what. And the poor little slave girl that was fanning the king, she just carried on. She just continued fanning him. What's wrong? What's your problem? Everybody's grabbing. Can't you see the ministers and advisors, big people here, and they are putting their hands on treasures. And what's wrong with you? What's your problem? So she gave a smile and she says, no, don't worry about that. She said, no, everybody is making that type of demand. You also need to make a demand. So very gently and very casually, she placed both her arms on his shoulders. What do you mean by this? She says that you made an announcement that whoever places hands on any treasure, then that belongs to him. Now I have placed my hands upon you. If I place my hand on you, then the whole kingdom belongs to you. So the whole kingdom belongs to me now. See? The whole kingdom now belongs to me. I have all the total authority that you enjoy. See? So once you are with Allah Ta'ala, tu hamara, tu sama hamara, zami hamara, then everything is ours. But this, we need to get ourselves connected right. Are you looking for grabbing other things here, there, etc.? I mean, not grabbing the right thing, not looking for the right thing, and definitely there will be a void, there will be a vacuum in the heart that I'm missing out something. So this comes with crying. Crying, Allah Ta'ala, maybe Naseeb kare, that we cry, learn to cry in front of Allah Ta'ala, ask for His forgiveness. Har ja pastiyast and ab ajaravat. There is an incline, there is some type of lowliness. When there is that lowliness, then the water also runs in that direction. So this lowliness is a required thing. This crying is a required thing. You feel low of yourself, feel nothing of yourself, you don't feel that you are deserving of anything. So this must become a permanent feature, crying. You feel lowly, you feel unworthy, you feel incapable. Then you find that rahmat and that mercy of Allah Ta'ala is rushing towards you. But then when you say, no, I am something, I know so much, and I am above others, and I am worthy of this, and I can make demands to this, you know, I can show these people a point, then that mercy of Allah Ta'ala, the rahmat of Allah, well, you are intelligent enough, you are capable of, and you go and show us how much you can go, how far you can go, we'll see. And this side, oh, you cried for Allah Ta'ala, you showed that you are nothing, you are unworthy, and then the mercy of Allah Ta'ala comes rushing towards you. Okay? So this sukkah, this minister is explaining the king that you see these people here, you need to plead to them, you need to cry to them, you need to beg them, and then they will open up. And if you don't humble yourself, then even though there can be a death-threatening situation, they will never part away with the signs of death. They will never share it with you. Do what you want. So the king understood, this is the secret, this is the mystery. So for some days, he handed over his royal affairs, etc. He handed it to the prince, and you take care of all that, gave him all the signing powers and all that. So I'll come back after a couple of months. So secretly he went, and he wore thick coarse cloth. You know, the farmers and peasants wear that very, very thick coarse cloth. He wore that, and took some sand and all that, and rubbed it on his hair, and disheveled face, looking like a real bichara. And he came knocking at the door of this sukkah. Who are you? No, I just got a liking for you. But who are you? No. Mujhe bas tere saath muhabbat ho gayi. I just got a love for you. I just got a love liking for you. Bhai, you are a musafir bhai, tum chale jao. I'll give you some roti and you carry on. So now leave the roti. I just got a liking for you. You see, agar kisi ke dil mein talab hota hai, to har cheez ko kurban karne ke liye tayar ho jata hai. If there is a talab, there is a proper urge, then everything can be sacrificed. Everything can be sacrificed. So if someone has got the talab of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, then what sacrifice won't he make? At which point will he stop? He won't stop. It's a relentless urge. It's an enthusiasm that he's going to continue. It's carrying on. Either I get you, or either I die in that pursuit. One of the two. He will never give up. That is, if there's a true urge for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. These are the things that we need to learn from the story. See, this story is giving, but there is a moral behind it. The hadith teaches us, Allahumma rzuqni hubbak. Allah Ta'ala, sustain me with your love. Like we need sustenance, material, physical sustenance for our physical continuity, then for the spiritual continuity, we need that type of spiritual food. What is that? That is the love of Allah Ta'ala. You got that love of Allah Ta'ala, you can carry on spiritually. Like this body, if it's not nourished, it can't continue. And similarly, you don't have that spiritual food, you cannot continue. I feel so down, there's no urge, there's no drive. Why? That love of Allah Ta'ala isn't there. That muhabbat that is required isn't there. So that muhabbat needs to be instilled in you. Once it's instilled, then there's a push, then you have to hold yourself. Hey, just hold on now. Now it's zawal time, you can't read namaz. Hey, there's a push on you, there's a urge, read namaz. So now, just hold the brakes now. Just now after zawal, you'll read namaz again. No, keep roza one way. Soma visal. Without making seri and without making iftar in between, I want to keep fasting all the time. No, just hold on, just hold on. Need to put the brakes on the person. So he's spirited. He's spirited. So when he's spirited, now you need to put the brakes on the person. So this is when he's charged with that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the things that we need to ask and beg Allah ta'ala. Like I explained, when you say please, then that person, no matter how hard he is, his heart softens. He said please. It's such a word that it will break a mountain. So you said that please, the that person's heart will definitely be melted. So now the king comes, no, I just have a liking for you. I just have a muhabbat for you. Please, now he is begging the king to leave. He doesn't know he's a king. No, I don't want your roti, I don't want anything. I just have a liking for you. Just allow me to be around making your khidmat. And then the king, that sukkah is going to sleep in India in the summers. People normally prefer sleeping in the outside, see? Because it's cooler, more relaxing, they prefer sleeping outside. So he goes and he rubs his feet. Bhai, what's wrong with you now? So now I have a muhabbat for you. He's rubbing his feet one way. Then he comes on his head, applies some oil, giving him a good malish. Who is it? King. Badshah, apne zamana ka badshah. And he can bring himself to this low position. Why? Dil mein ek talab hai. He's got that talab, that urge. I love Allah Ta'ala. I want Allah Ta'ala. Right? I want this alchemy. This whole science of alchemy, I want it. So he is prepared to make any type of sacrifice. Leave that kingdom for 6 months. He is prepared to make that sacrifice. See? So what is this alchemy? It's absolutely dirt. In comparison to the love of Allah Ta'ala, is sore or chandi ka kya qeemat? What value is it? In comparison to the love of Allah Ta'ala, what is it? Nothing. Absolute dirt. See? For that silver, gold, we can make such big sacrifices, everything until we get that. See? For the love of Allah Ta'ala. So he massages him, he applies oil for the head, and he milks his goats and provides milk to him. And whatever is assigned, whatever is there, outstanding, and he sees some type of khidmat is required, clean the toilet, he's prepared. Imagine king, clean the toilet. Sweeping the floors, everything. So after that 4 or 5 months now that Sukkah is confident that this person really is my friend, you see. He's my real friend. So Sukkah is a Sukkah. What is he? Unlearned person, illiterate, jahil. So now one day, as the king is pressing his feet, so he says to the king, okay, mere paas ek ilm hai. He doesn't say ilm also, he says, mere paas ek ilm hai. I've got a certain science, I've got a certain knowledge. And my heart's desire is to party to you. So he says, yeah, ilm ki aisi waisi. You know, to hell with that ilm. You're saying you've got the science, to hell with it. Mujhe toh bas aap se pyaar hai. I only love you. You see. See that imitation is perfect. This morning I was telling you about that imitation. That imitation is done and is done perfectly. Right? Right? So anyway, he says, no, I must pass it on to you. I must share it with you. Then he takes him and he teaches him. And he makes him do it a couple of good times in his presence until the Sukkah is quite confident that this person has learnt it. He's got it. How to transform metal into gold. He made him do it a couple of good times, 10, 15, 20 times, over 3, 4 weeks, allowed him to do it, now he perfected it. When he perfected it, now the king, he has cut a line, he's disappeared, gone. Now the Sukkah is saying, isi wajah se logo ne kaha, ke aise waise logo ke upar koi bharosa nahi karna chahiye. That's why people told in the past, that mustn't have any trust in people. Now I taught him the science, and then he's gone. He's cut a line, he's disappeared. Anyway, now the king calls him. King calls for the Sukkah. So the Sukkah is looking at the king, and there's a cheer, there's a the face sparkled up. Pehchante bhi ho, you recognize me? I mean, he stayed 6 months, so he won't recognize. He will definitely recognize who this man was. Lekin pehle aapne ye ilm nahi sikhaya, that science that you had, you didn't teach it to me. Hazrat, ye ilm to aise hi aata hai. This knowledge, this science comes like this. You have to come, you have to lower yourself, you have to humble yourself, you have to annihilate yourself completely, break yourself. You have to sweep, you have to do the toilets, everything, you have to do it. Then, when the man is really confident, he's certain that this person is true in his urge, he's absolutely clear about it, he's confident, then only will he pass it on to you. Otherwise, he's not going to pass it on to you. So here we are in search of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Right? We want our relationship. This whole thing is what? That our relationship with Allah Ta'ala must be corrected, must be rectified. Man aslaha fima baynahu wa bayna Allah. You want to rectify your relationship with your Creator. That I don't want any interruption in this line. The line must be clear at any time, 24 hours of the time. 365 and 24. All the time it must be clear. I don't want any interruption in this line. So it is the greatest line that you can ever link up to. There can't be a line greater than this. So it is the greatest line. It is the purest line. There can't be a line that is purer. There can't be a line that is greater. Then you can imagine the type of sacrifice and the type of dedication that is required. Here that king, he misled the sukkah. The sukkah couldn't read what was in the heart of the king. But the king of kings is reading in your heart. What's there? Is this man got any double standards? He's got a hidden agenda, or is really true after the love of Allah Ta'ala? Is he in search of something else, or is he really true in his search for Allah Ta'ala? Does he have a hidden agenda? Does he want some position, some wealth, what, some recognition, some publicity? What does he want? Does he want me, or he wants something else? So in this relationship is the highest of relationship. This relationship is the purest of relationship. Then it has got a very, very, very fine criteria. The criteria is very, very fine. You need to be absolutely thorough in that criteria. So henceforth, you understand that the man that is taking you, the guy that is taking you, you need to be so loyal and so faithful to him as well. Because he is not an ordinary person now. That ordinary wife of yours, what sacrifices you don't make for her? That little bit khidmat that she makes, and she offers herself to you, and then what don't you offer to her? Right. Now this relationship is not an ordinary relationship. It's leading you to Allah Ta'ala. It's taking you to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The intricacies of this path, it's showing you. The hurdles that come up on the road, he's removing it, and he's showing how to remove it. Now, you can imagine what type of ta'alluq and relationship this thing requires then. There can't be any hidden agenda. There can't be any double standards. There can't be any wrong intentions. Your mind needs to be absolutely clear with him, that this is my intention. Your confidence in the man must be absolutely, absolutely clear. There mustn't be an unclear confidence, ambiguous type of confidence. No, it must be absolutely clear. In respect to that clarity of that confidence and that trust and that faith, then you will find the progress. Now, there is in this day and time, there is a problem. The problem is this, that everything is degenerating, right? Everything is coming down. So hence, people's minds are also becoming weaker nowadays. When their minds are weaker, they don't seem to have that degree of confidence that the past people had. Past people have great confidence in their mashayikh, buzurgan, ladin, etc. They had a lot of confidence, a lot of respect for them. But now everything is degenerating, everything is coming down. When it's coming down, then they don't seem to have that level of respect. They don't seem to have that level of faith. They don't seem to have that level of confidence. When they don't have that level of confidence, that type of faith and that type of respect, then how are they going to achieve this? Their minds are always wandering, this side, that side. What must I do? Go here, go here, go to this person, go to that person. The other says, the minimum requirement is that when you come to the mashayikh, then come at least with a clear mind. Don't come with a preconceived mind. The minimum requirement is come with a clear mind. If you can't think favorably and you can't think high of him, you don't have an esteem and a high regard for him, then the minimum requirement is come with a clear mind. Man atallaha biqalbin salim. Mind must be clear. Mind must be absolutely sound. At least this is the minimum requirement. If you got this, then at least you are somewhere near the criteria. Now you're going positive. Although it will be a slow drive, because you don't have that faith and confidence to push you. You don't have the thing to motivate you. You don't have the drive, but your mind is clear. When your mind is clear, you don't have any preconceived idea. There's no filth and rubbish in your mind. Now, inshallah, when there is no hurdle, you're going to move, and you're going to move positively. So this is the minimum requirement, to have a clear mind. The actual requirement is to have that faith and that confidence. Now, what type of confidence and faith is required? Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi, he would say that confidence is required for progress. Such a confidence is required for progress that the talib, the student, the murid must think like this, that in my search, according to my understanding, for my need, and in my search, in my investigation, etc., I find this person to be the most suitable person that I can give my hands into, that I can swear allegiance onto, that will guide me. This is the most suitable person, according to my understanding, and according to my search, according to what is accessible to me. I feel this is the most befitting person, most suitable person. We are not making the claim that your sheikh is the greatest. No, don't feel, don't say that. Because Alimul Ghaib is Allah. Allah knows who is greater. That Allah knows. Yes, according to my need, according to my understanding, according to my search, according to what is my requirement, then this person is the most suitable candidate. One person was sitting in the khidmat of Hazrat Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and his mind is wondering now, is this sheikh greater or that sheikh greater? Is this person greater or that person greater? So Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah somehow he picked it up. He picked it up and he says, aap kis khurafat mein lage hue ho? What nonsense are you engaged in? Isse aapko kya matlab ke kaun sa badal zyada bara hai? What business you have to try and work out that which tank is greater? I'm just giving it to you in your language, right? What business you have to try and work out and analyze that which tank is greater? You look at this, ke meri zaruwat ke liye ye badal kafi hai ya nahi? That according to my need, is this sufficient or not? You don't look at who is greater. Isse aapka kya matlab? Of what good is that going to be to you? That you worked out, oh, this person is greater and that person not so great. So how does it help your cause? Does it help you in any way? Yes, you need to see that for your need, is this person sufficient or not? This tank or this cloud, has it got sufficient water for your need and requirement? If it's got it, fabiha, very good, well and good. You don't try and investigate now who is greater and who is superior and who is inferior. That's not your business, it doesn't relate to you. It's not within your reach to understand that, and nor is it your business. Yes, this is what you are required to do, is try and see that person that I'm going to, is he quite sufficient to handle me? Can he take me on? That is enough. And come at least, the minimum requirement is, come with a clear mind. Don't have preconceived thoughts and ideas. Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq Nasib.